and lots more of your comments coming in about the Leaving Cert. And on that very topic, the state exams, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Victoria Kennefic, who's based here in Tralee, but is a proud Cork, County Cork woman from Shannagarry. Victoria's work appeared in this year's Leaving Cert exam, and in the higher level English paper too. And she's been overwhelmed by the response and the contact made to her by students who gave their thoughts and wrote about the poem and the exam. Victoria, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Kerry. First of all, what does it feel like to have your work appear in a national state exam? An official stamp of recognition and of approbation and of saying, you know, what you write is of quality and is of high standard.
Good morning, Trata, and thank you so much for having me on the show. It was an extraordinary feeling, to be honest. It felt like a very new part of my journey, having studied poetry, obviously myself at school, and having done many unseen questions as a student and as a teacher, then subsequently guiding my students through the unseen. It just felt like a really exciting moment, and a feeling that, you know, I've moved into that area, I suppose, in terms of my writing life. It's very thrilling, and it's taken me quite a while.
Tell us about the poem. What's the name of the poem, and could you read it for us?
I'd be delighted to. The poem is called Guest Room, and it's from my poetry collection Eat or We Both Starve, which came out with Kirknet Press in the UK 2021 even. Not great with numbers, only good with words. And basically it explores the relationship between a mother and daughter. I'm going to explain it more than that. They came out and they were asking each other what they thought and their interpretation of the poem.
Victoria,
and obviously they all had different interpretations.
Victoria, yes. I'm just conscious we're just breaking up slightly. I think you're on WhatsApp, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what? We're going to ring you back on the phone, because it would be a pity if you were reading the poem and then it just we lost some excerpts from it, because the WhatsApp is fading in and out this morning. Apologies for this, listeners. The nature of technology sometimes. So what we're going to do is get Victoria back up on her mobile rather than WhatsApp, so she can read the poem, so we can all listen in and savor every line of this, of her poem, which is called Guest Room, from her book Eat or We Both Starve, her collection of poetry called Eat or We Both Starve, which appeared as the 2023 Unseen Poem on the Higher Level English Paper 2 exam. So we'll be coming to Victoria again in a second. We're just getting her up on her mobile, because as you've seen, the WhatsApp is being a bit contrary this morning, as kind of coming in and out, and we really want to listen to Victoria read her marvellous poem. And well, she's been getting, as you've heard, a lot of queries from students, I should say, who did the exam, as to what it meant. You have a listen now, and what do you think it means? Victoria, we have you back.
Wonderful.
Brilliant. Start whenever you're ready. Your poem, Guest Room, which appeared as the 2023 Unseen Poem on the Higher Level English Paper 2 exam.
Guest Room. I changed the duvet cover like she showed me. Inside out, corner to corner, lifted over my head, seams must be flush. I fold a pyramid of towels jeweled with tiny soaps, body lotions borrowed from hotels, the red hot water bottle I'll fill later, her rubber husband. I shake and vac the carpet forest fresh, suck spider's web from each corner, grey and fuzzy, thick as pelts. My mother's perfume sniffs out that I did not iron the sheets. Her nightdress pressed into a perfect square, a village of potions on the bedside locker. My heart sags, an empty hammock yawning for the cradle of her arms, the animal comfort of her wolf fur coat. I hear her pottering in my kitchen, tidying. I turn out the light. Night cracks its knuckles. And that was the poem.
Victoria, that's so evocative. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Very powerful.
Well, it was just extraordinary to hear and to read all of the students' different responses to it. And it actually gave me a whole new view on the poem and the possibilities of the poem. And that's what's so wonderful about poetry, I think, that there are no right answers, that there is no definitive yes or no answer. And that allows students and readers of poetry alike to really learn about themselves in the process of exploring the poems and really, I think, look at what appeals to them and what stood out to them and what that means in their lives. So I was really heartened by all of the students getting in touch, and many budding poets as well, who were asking me about how to keep poetry as part of their lives as they move from school, because it is something that I think we can forget about when we move away from school. And yet when we do hear poems or read them, they're undeniably moving and affect us in so many different ways. So I was really, really glad to be a tiny, tiny part of these wonderful students' journey through life, and a bit infamous maybe for a couple of days, which is
famous, not infamous. It's all good. It's all good, Victoria. The she in the poem, is the she in the poem your mother? Or
well,
were you consciously writing about someone in your life, or was it more... And again, it comes back to what you're saying, that poetry can be so delightfully ambiguous, but was there a conscious figure of who the she was when you were writing it?
Well, what I was interested about, I suppose, when I was writing it, is our changing relationship with our parents, and how particularly when you become an adult at whatever stage, now we all become adults at different stages, but whatever stage you feel that you've reached that particular milestone, if we ever do, that feeling of, you know, having your parent over to visit your house, for example, and getting ready and having seen your own mother getting ready for guests and wondering if you'll measure up, or, you know, wondering, are you doing it right? And also that feeling, I suppose, as you do move into adulthood and eventually have children of your own, that we're all moving up the chronological chain, you know, on the next step. And so if you move up a step, obviously your parents do too. And that sense of foreboding and, you know, thinking about, you know, inevitable loss that we will all experience or have experienced around people that we love in our lives. And so even in happy moments, they can be tinged as we get older with that kind of bittersweet quality of time passing and looking back at memories that we will always cherish, and indeed at difficulties and, you know, at different kind of dynamics that we have with our families. So I think it spoke to some students. I think it resonated with them, I suppose, because we all have experiences of that in our own lives.
What was the most interesting interpretation you got from a student who contacted you?
My favourite one was a student who just said, boss poem.
Boss poem.
Just
brilliant.
Wonderful. I think what was really interesting, my favourite thing, was when students messaged me and said that they had a debate with their friends after the exam about the interpretation of the poem, and they all had different viewpoints. And that really thrilled me, because the thought of, you know, 50,000 people reading your work simultaneously is an extraordinary privilege. And not only that, having them, you know, discuss it afterwards, not that they had much of a choice, I add, but having them discuss it afterwards is just such a compliment. And I know it was part of an exam, but it just goes to show that I think poetry can be sidelined sometimes in our lives. And it is such a fruitful place to explore, you know, our friendships and our relationships. So there were a lot of messages from students going, my friend thought this and I thought this and she thought that, who's right? And then I was like, nope, you're all right. Mm-hmm. Everyone is a winner in poetry. So it's really been gratifying.
Victoria, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Tralee-based poet Victoria Kennefic, whose work appeared in this year's Leaving Cert exam. The poem called Guest Room, from her poetry collection called Eat or We Both Starve.